This is Sarah Troop, and you're listening to the Cabinet of Curiosities. This week, a Valentine's Day special episode. Isn't it necromantic?
Isn't it romantic? Music in the night, a dream that can be heard. Isn't it romantic?
Just before Valentine's Day, in 1887, a man named Karl Tanzer was born in Germany. He grew up to be an avid organist and tinkerer, coming up with many strange and unique inventions. He eventually moved to Florida, married a woman named Doris, and they had two daughters together. In 1927, the Tanzer family vacationed in Germany. While there, Karl claimed to have visions and dreams of a long-dead ancestor, Countess Anna von Kossel, who revealed to Tanzer, his soulmate, a raven-haired, exotic beauty. When the family returned to Florida, Karl abandoned his wife and children and reinvented himself in Key West. He renamed himself Count Karl von Kossel and claimed to have 9 university degrees. He was somehow able to land a job as an X-ray technician, mainly assisting doctors with tuberculosis patients. 2 years later, 21-year-old Elena Hoyos comes in for treatment. She is dying from tuberculosis. Von Kossel immediately recognizes her as the woman from his visions and his one true love. Von Kossel passes himself off as a physician to Elena and her family, promising he can cure her. Desperate for help, they consent to a battery of treatments prescribed and administered by Von Kossel. Shock therapy, radiation, and potions he has invented containing flecks of gold. All the while he is lavishing her with gifts of clothing and jewelry and persistent proposals of marriage, which in turn are refused by Elena. Alas, despite all von Kossel's hopes and efforts, Elena dies just a few days before Halloween in 1931. Elena is buried traditionally in a simple plot, but the thought of his beloved rotting in her grave is a torture to von Kossel. He pleads to her family, who then allow him to fund the construction of an elaborate mausoleum. Elena's body is exhumed, placed in a metal coffin equipped with a formaldehyde spraying device he has concocted to halt the delay of the corpse. It is also outfitted with a telephone, which von Kossel uses to speak to Elena on his nightly visits to her. In his diary, von Kossel writes, "I am so happy I am back with you, my darling. Very soon approaches the hour when I will take you home with me." This night comes in 1933, when von Kossel arrives at the mausoleum with a wingless airplane he has invented, basically a tube mounted on top of a toy wagon, to take Elena home, where he can be reunited with his love forever. However, to his horror, his homemade formaldehyde device had failed, and Elena's body was quite decayed. He took her home anyway. There, he reconnects her bones using piano wire and, after placing some old rags into her chest cavity, he begins a full reconstruction, using pieces of silk and mortician's wax. He fashions a wig for her, made from the remains of her hair, that he collected, and dresses her in a wedding gown. His original plan was an attempt at resurrection, by sending Elena in the wingless airplane, which he has now christened the Countess Elaine, into space, where a powerful dose of radiation from the sun, he thinks, will surely bring her back to life. That doesn't happen. For the next 7 years, Von Kozel vexes his neighbors with nightly organ jams, offends the nostrils of anyone who comes near him, and spends a great deal of time and money procuring oils and perfumes to mask the stench of a rotting corpse. Word finally makes its way back to Elena's sister, Nana, who decides to investigate the rumors herself. Poor Nana discovers what remains of her young and beautiful sister lying in a wedding gown in Von Kozel's bed. The police are notified. Elena's body is seized and moved to a funeral home and put on display, where for the next 3 days, approximately 6,000 people come to view her. Von Kozel is arrested for illegally exhuming a body. He is examined by a team of doctors, who somehow deem him sane enough to stand trial. However, the statute of limitations is passed, and the charge is dropped. Von Kozel suffers no penalties whatsoever. Well, no legal ones, anyway. Meanwhile, Elena's family has taken possession of her corpse. Some reports say her remains were cut into small pieces and placed in an 18-inch box. She is buried in a secret location that only two of her relatives know of. In 1952, police are called to a home. There, they discover Von Kozel lying on the ground, a life-size effigy of Elena, wearing her death mask that he had created before she was initially buried, in his embrace. Von Kozel is dead. His diary is also found there. The last lines reading, "Forever and ever, she is with me." Thank you to my own Valentine, Steve Troop, for editing the show. You can learn more about the subjects featured on the Cabinet of Curiosities by visiting our website, cabinetofcuriositiespodcast.com. I'm your host, Sarah Troop. Happy VD, and thanks for listening.
Love of mine, someday you will die, but I'll be close behind. Follow you into the dark, no blinding light or tunnels to gates of white, just our hands clasped so tight, waiting for the hint of a spark. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow.